Okay, we're continuing in the Bovavi. We're on page Resh Pei Vav at the bottom. We're discussing the issue of doing things lishma and discerning how much of what we do is l'shem Hashem, is for the sake of Hashem, and how much we do is l'shem ourselves. And we just finished giving a few examples about that. About a person who wants to do chesed, but a person who's eating that extra piece of chocolate cake. So we're at the bottom of page Resh Pei Vav, which is somewhere in the middle of chapter 27. There are other ways to serve Hashem with this point. But the general direction is the same. Nukudas ha-psicha sharam yotzi mimenu, the point of opening where a person goes out from, he matzav shebo muravim ha-lishma im shalo lishma, is a situation that is generally mixed up with a bit of lishma and also shalo lishma. B'tchila ha-ma'adu lishma, in the beginning, usually, the little bit is going to be the lishma part. There's very little lishma in what we do. V'harov shalolishma, and the majority is shalolishma. V'avodas adam u'lishana says achusim al yidei ha'masim shalol. And the job of a Jew, our avoda, is to change those percentages through the actions which we do. Klomer meaning to say, ligrom lakach shiayos lishma apachos shalolishma. We have to cause that there will be more lishma and less shalolishma. That's our avoda, to change that reading. The lishma and the low lishma reading that we have to be a much higher level of lishma. Resh Pei Zayin. Zohi avoda arucha. This is a very long avoda. V'yeshli hiskadim baba druga. And you have to move forward step by step. Be'itus ubi'isodius. Very slowly and fundamentally. Old lishma, a little bit more lishma. Upacha shalo lishma, a little less lishma. Kach la'at la'at iskadem, progress slowly, slowly, slowly. U'kisha'adam o'elu, when a person does progress, reishis yagil ma'idrega shiu etzlo tvorm shuchu levat aleim. In the beginning, you'll reach a certain level where a person can, you know, give up on certain things, be mevater, let it go, to forego. V'lav davka mitzad ha'muchama, doesn't always have to be a war. Olam mitzad ha'argosha p'shut yishen ha'tzorech haso. Be from a simple feeling that you just don't need this anymore. In other words, you know, again, when we're talking about the eating, you know, slowly, slowly give up the third serving of ice cream, and slowly, slowly the second serving of ice cream. And it's not necessarily a war, it's just you realize, you know, I don't really need it. Why? Kivin shenakudas alishma kibla benefsho mishkal gavayoser. Since the point of lishma has gotten a few more percentages, has been weighted more, unukuda shalolishma nachlashes, and the point of shalolishma is getting weaker. So slowly, slowly, you know, you'll give it up. Because once the wantings change, and why we're doing things change, then it's not so much of a battle where you're fighting with the piece of chocolate cake, but it's just, I don't feel like I need it anymore. Kamuvan, certainly, yeshnam dvarm shenakudas hashalolishma tokfa behemod. Certainly there will be certain things that the point of shalol lishma will be very strong. Yeshnam dvar macherim shebehem nukudas ha-lishma v'shalol lishma kimat shavim. There will be certain things where the lishma and the lishma are about equal. Yeshnam dvar macherim nukudas ha-lishma v'hem chazok yos. There are certain things where the lishma is even stronger. In other words, it's not one thing. Everything I do is with the same percentages. There are certain things we do with a higher percentage of shalol lishma. Certain things we do with a higher percentage of lishma. So everything will need to be weighed when I daven. How much of my davening is lishma? You know, how much of my learning is lishma? How much of my chesed is lishma? How much is my, you know, eating food on Shabbos lishma? So each, if you analyze it, you'll notice that some are a little more lishma, some are a little less lishma. And each one will need different work. Kechol shara magris nekudas alishma shabo, to the extent that a person can strengthen the point of the lishma within the person, halishma lo miskademes rak binakuda shumisasek. The lishma is only going to progress in the area that you're engaging in. it doesn't only progress in the area you're engaging in. El mikabos mishkal amok benafshe begolui. It receives a stronger weight in your soul in a revealed way. It will now move into other areas. In other words, once you win in one area, it spills over into other areas. And that will help you in other areas of life. So every area you battle, you have to realize, you know, this whole idea of how much lishma you have, it ultimately comes out of the person. And it will help you win other battles that you may not have been planning on, as it were. But the main thing is, you gotta go slow. To lessen the point of shalolishma, la'atlas, slowly, atchimagim l'mahalach amiti, till you come to a true path. Shalokudas alishma, yes, amishkal ikar in ayikar benefesh, that the point of doing it for the sake of Hashem becomes the main weighted aspect of the soul. Heal and kudas ashalolishma, yapachas mishkal benefesh, and the lolishma becomes less. Yeshavam namor chalakim rechavim shu'osa shalolishma, there's a lot of other points, broad areas that you may be still doing shlo lishma, avla chuka hakloli shlo hamamalas aslibo hilasas nachas ruach lebaris parshmal. But the general yearning of the person that fills his heart is generally to give pleasure to God. But even saying this way, nekudas halishma toki veslas kol avodas mashachiyom, and in this way, the point of lishma will get stronger in his entire avoda throughout the day. But you still gotta continue to daven to Hashem that the little bit that shalol lishma should be nullified before the lishma. Then his work will be a lot easier. Once the lishma gets strength and over the most of the soul of the person, so naturally he'll think a lot about doing things lishma. And that is something where your thoughts are rooted in giving pleasure to God throughout the day. Okay, so what he's saying so far is that this is something that has to be slowly worked at. And again, it's through these exercises of just keep speaking out what am I really doing it for? How much is it lishma? How much is it shalol lishma? Davening to Hashem to help you make it more lishma. And I keep speaking out and doing these things, the changes begin very, very slowly. Now, the next section here, is going to say, okay, now that you've been doing this about 5-6 years, and now, and this is like a jump, and now that most of your work is lishma, so now you wonder, well, I guess I don't have any more avoda left to do. So he says, no, you still got a lot of avoda to do. So there's like a big jump. You know, it's just, when he comes to the end of the book, he always like, he's done this a few times in the book. The last points he kind of hurries up through because it's just leaving, because he's going to leave it for another book to deal with, right? So he's leaving here, you know, the Das Atzmacha book, Know Yourself, you know, to really get into your thoughts. So he's already, you know, he's in the last chapter, this chapter a little bit, so he's going quick. He's not detailing it as much as he has other things in the rest of the book. But that's what's being assumed right now. So now he's now, you know, gone 5 years ahead of time as you're well on your lishma way, and now you do everything lishma. So now we'll see what he's going to talk about now. Remember, this is an overview. He's not expecting you, you know, to slowly go with and through the sefer. And once you've acquired one level, you go to the next level. Because, you know, it'll take you 10, 15 years to finish the book. Just give you the overview. Get an idea of what the path is, what the direction is. So you know, one day, you know, and during your retirement, you'll have what to look forward to, what to work on. Okay? Hopefully for younger people, not. You won't have to wait that long. Okay. Next subcategory, Cheker HaEmes HaPnimis Bavodas Lishma. Let's investigate a true investigation to the inner avoda when we come to lishma. So now, Adam Ovid Badraga Od Vod, a person's working slowly, step by step. Achekudas Shalol Lishma Halechas V'Nechleshes, until the point of the Shalol Lishma gets weaker and weaker and weaker. Maskel HaHargish Iker, next page. Hamasim shlo nasim lishma. A person recognizes, you know, most things I do are lishma. Truly, truly he recognizes that. Vazavoda mutalasalav harbe yosir dako. Then, the work you have to do now is much more subtle. It's much more refined. Which is what? Lochachas kol masa masa, to take every action that you do. Velivdok shulai mashinir lo shu osa lishma be'etzam hakol dimyonos. To inspect that perhaps that which appears to be lishma is really his imagination. Klomer kach, like this, for example. Bitchilas avodasa ovid adam b'chol prat lisponim im hunas lishma shel lishma. In the beginning of one service, a person works that on every detail to reflect, is it being done lishma or shel lishma? What we're in the initial stage is we're trying to strengthen the lishma and weaken the shelo lishma. And that's the main focus. The main focus really is, I'm more shelo lishma, I'm trying to get rid of the shelo lishma. That's how it is in the first few years. When a person gets to the pathway where he realizes, I got the point where just what everything is lishma. Now he stands in service that's totally different. In the beginning of one service, the Yetzirah convinces a person to do things shalolishma. But once you've merited that now your primary desire is to do everything lishma, so now what's the Yetzirah left to do? Yetzirah has to have something to do with you. You know, does he not, he leaves Tzadikim alone? Doesn't leave Tzadikim alone. So what does he do? A Yetzirah minasa levalbelo so lachshov shuachain oisa lishma. The Yetzirah tries to confuse you and to think that you are truly doing things lishma without realizing, you know, once you're already in lishma mode, then he blesses everything you've done with lishma. And you're going to think that certain things, which are really those small minority of things that are shelo lishma, he's got you convinced that that too is lishma. And those can be things that can have disastrous effects.
Why do we have to go that far? The Yetzirah was always after David and Mel to dry and get him to stop learning. And the moment that he got him to stop learning, that's when he caught him and he died.
We're trying to understand what is the aspect of what he's working on, so we'll know what we have to be on guard for.
The Yetzirah is attacking you for 150 different things. Period.
Okay, but
distractions of the world from learning from things that are out there. Period.
So he has no problem again, the Yetzirah for a tzaddik isn't gonna try to distract him. It's usually not going to work that way.
So what was the answer I tried to structure?
Okay, I don't want to get into that. That was a unique thing. That was having to kill him. That was a different Yetzer. It wasn't that kind of Yetzer. You know, when you move ahead in life, you know, a person at this stage already has no Yetzer to eat the chocolate cake. The Yetzer is not dealing with chocolate cake anymore.
There's different. It could be covered.
So that's what we have to see. That's what he's just explaining, that the issue is different. So you're right, he'll do whatever he does. So let's know what is the issue, so that's what we have to be careful to check. If you know where he's going to hit you, then you have a better chance of defending yourself in that area. So in the beginning, you know, the Yetzirah is just, you're doing things shelo lishma, and you want to keep doing things shelo lishma. And you have to fight to do them lishma. That's the early battles. But now that you are doing things lishma, so now what is the battle? So that's what he's going to explain. So what's the battle now? Because the battle, I don't have to strengthen my lishma anymore. My lishma is strong. I don't have to daven to Hashem to make me do things lishma. I'm doing things lishma. So now, where is the Yetzer trying to catch you? That's what he's trying to describe for us. So we know what we're dealing with over there. Right? But Kasher Magi Adam La Mahal Shu Margi Shikar Shon Lishma. When a person comes to the pathway where he knows, he feels, my main desire is to do things Lishma. Shomunitzev Bifnei Sug Shalav Oda Shon Lachuti. Now you have a different Avoda. And I was going to explain it. Oh, I'm sorry, I think I just repeated that paragraph. In the beginning, the person tries to do his avoda, just the Yetzer tries to convince you to do it Shlo Lishma. You're eating food on Shabbos. Yetzer says one reason. You're a pig and enjoy yourself. You know, it's Shabbos. Have another piece of challah. Have another piece of dessert. Why? Because you like it. Forget it. It's not an avera. Just do it. You got time to do it. But I'm really doing it for because I love the Shabbos. Nah, just do it because you like it. Finished. But now that a person merits that his main avoda is lishma, the Yetzer tries to confound you to think you are indeed doing things lishma. The inner point of bias of a person leads him in many areas. And it appears to him he's always doing things lishma. But it could truly be that many aspects of the person are shalo lishma without him realizing it. But could be in the depths of one's soul, these particular areas are shalo lishma. Once you're winning more battles than less battles, and the shalo lishma is very little, so there's very little left, he tries to get you to overlook that, and to fight back from those little shalo lishmas to make more shalo lishmas. He's got to really check and know where is he holding. This point of service now is placed on the person for the rest of his life. He has to keep always triple checking himself and saying, is this really for my sake? Is it really for Klal Yisrael's sake? Even the greatest of rabbis, Tamid Chashos Atzmon, they always suspected themselves. Ulai Hamasim Shalhem Einu Lishma Bemis. Maybe what they're doing isn't 100% Lishma. The Gamash Nira Al Pnei Hashita Hashetach Kemas Lishma La Mitos Shlovin Lishma. It could be what appears superficially to be Lishma is really not Lishma, and that becomes the real avoda. And this is where the Yetzer really, really gets big people. You know, where you see this huge machloikasim between big people. Because each one really thinks he's lishma. And, you know, big people sometimes have a difficulty to ask other bigger people, am I really lishma, am I really not lishma? You think Kairach didn't think he wasn't lishma? You look in the Midrashim, Kairach was 100% lishma in his mind. He says, what are you talking about? We have to, we're all holy people. What are you talking about? Right? He thought it was 100. How else could he have risked everything that he did? Unless he thought it was 100% Lishma. But Chazal tells us he was 100% Lishma. He was jealous. He was jealous that he didn't get a job, a title, a covet. He didn't become the Nasi. So it bothered him. And he was a very smart guy, and he knew everything, and the truth was he was supposed to get it. But the bottom line is, it was a covet issue. And he was a great person. He was not a Russia. Kairach was not a Russia. He was an unbelievable big person. But, and you see that one little point, it drove him to his death. And until the end, he thought he was 100% Lishma. Now, the problem is, he had a bad wife. The wife was supposed to tell him, you know, you're not so lishma, like Om Ben Pelos' wife told him that, right? But his wife wasn't a good wife, so he kept thinking he's still lishma, and then you go down these very dangerous paths, and, you know, other people can see it, but he can't see it himself. So that becomes your work for the whole life, is to know, are you really doing it lishma? If a person reaches a level that he doesn't feel that there's any point of shlo lishma, in other words, when you think that I know everything I do now is only lishma, and I have no shalom lishma. When a person reaches that level, he knows he's reached the level of fooling himself. If a guy hasn't found a lishma, hasn't found a bit of a yearning, shalom lishma, and he says, I haven't seen it, then you're in big trouble. Because it's not possible. Now, even the biggest tzaddik, has a little 1%. You know, not even by the doing stage, just by the thinking stage. You know, that it has to be 100%. And if he thinks I've cured it, then you're dreaming. It's impossible. Every single thing you do is to be lishma. Such a feeling would teach us it's a definite mistake throughout the entire important derech. And you could tell that in people. You know, people, and the problem is, you don't have to be tzaddikim to be on this level. There's a lot of people far, far from being tzaddikim that think that everything they do is lishma. And the biggest proof to that is the people who never say the words, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, I was wrong. If you don't hear it in their lexicon, then you know, the worst thing, it's not that bad to be a tzaddik and feel that way. It's much worse when you're far from a tzaddik and you feel that way. Those are just little telltale signs. If you never heard the person say sorry, never say, I made a mistake. Or a person says, maybe I'm not sold, maybe I'm not doing it right. If you never hear it from the person, that person's in big trouble. That's a golden rule to know. So everyone should think about themselves. When was the last time you said to somebody you were wrong? Because ultimately, if you're doing things shalol lishma, it's going to turn out not good. That's always the bottom line.
So then how does that person recognize when they're saying krishma at night? That person who thinks they're Mr. Special, and they're still saying the tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anybody I sinned against and what I did to people, what do you mean? I didn't do anything against anybody else. What are they thinking of when they're just, of course they know they just, they hurt their children.
They think they're just saying, they're just saying words. They're just saying words.
So they're not saying it with Kavanah.
They're not saying with Kavanah. So you can get used to saying it.
How can that person be? It's a contradiction.
Because he thinks he's Lishma. He thinks he's Lishma when he's not.
No. If he's saying it Lishma with Kavanah, then he's really saying, I must have hurt someone. Let me look at my day. What did I really do wrong? And he'll find the wrong. If he found no wrong, then that's his red light. Uh-oh. What do you mean I found no wrong in my day? That should set off the red light.
No, it could be. First of all, even if you do things shalom shmo, doesn't mean you hurt people. It doesn't mean you hurt people.
Something.
That's not what that part of the Shema is saying. I didn't do any avers today. Could be you didn't do any avers today. It could be you only did mitzvahs. That part of the Shema is just saying, if I hurt somebody, say, you didn't hurt anybody. Maybe you weren't so lishma, but you helped somebody for ulterior motives. So there's nothing in the Shema that will, that you're critical of that. In the Shema, you're trying to say, I hurt somebody, didn't hurt anybody. If I'm not lishma, I don't necessarily hurt people. That's not a problem.
So is it any, filled with good?
If you make a cheshbon nefesh, forget about the Shema. If you make a cheshbon nefesh at the end of the day and you feel you've done everything lishma,
right,
then there's the red light. Then there's the red light. So tzaddikim always are worried maybe I've done something wrong. And if they don't find anything, they say, oh, you haven't found anything, then I'm really in trouble. And they're saying that.
Yeah.
Right? So then, and they look deeper and deeper. Okay, so that's very important.
This is an unconquerable battle, by the way.
No, it's not. You go till the end of your life, and that's what you do, and you're doing as good as you can. You never win. So you get to 99.99.
Which is good.
As long as you're progressing. It's good, but what's
happening? The closer you get.
You never win, then why?
You're winning.
Why? Don't set yourself up. Why? Why
bother?
You know what?
Why should I get 99.9?
I'll tell you why. Sammy, let me tell you why. If you get up to 99.9, and then when you leave this world, God has very little tweaking to do with you in the next world, and you go fairly quickly into the right spot. If you have very little of this, ooh, God's got a lot of work to do with you in the next world. I mean, that's the Gehenna aspect. So you work hard here, You know, even the biggest sack will have the 0.00001 of a little bit shloshma. So those people just fly over Gehenim and just get a little scorch over, and that's it. And now they're ready to go. Now the rest of us may be there for a while to fix that up. So that's a good thing. And the more you are, the more you're seeing things clearly in what you're doing, and the more you are lishma. And the closer you're feeling to Hashem. Now, the more lishma you are, the closer you'll feel to Hashem. So that's better. Win, it's not a question. Winning, getting closer. That voice get closer. So every percent of closer is a better relationship with Hashem right here and right now for the rest of your life. That's good. There are marriages where the spouses feel closer and not as close, and you feel closer and closer. So that's a good thing. It's a good state to be in. To say that I'll never have a problem again with my spouse. Never. Even though the marriage is great. You know, there's always going to be something that will be fixed up. But the marriage is a good marriage. It's a better marriage. Even better. So that's a good thing. It's good while it's good. While it's better, it's good. No? So if you think this is shmo, it's better. It's 99.9. Things are very good. But I'm still working on it. That's fine. That's what we're alive for, to keep working on it. It's very few people who perfected it before they left. Truthfully, David HaMelech really did. That medrash you brought was not exactly a good example. David HaMelech says inside of him, I killed the Yetzirah. It was gone. Very few people were like that. We don't have to assume we're like that. But it's, Sam, that's what the beauty of life is, Sam, to see at the end of every day that I'm a little better than I was the day before. Right? And there's something to... It's not a question of winning.
How close can you get?
You're using the wrong terms. Win and lose. You got to stop. You know, it's not the NFL.
I look around me.
It's not the NFL.
I don't see many people that are anywhere near.
So Nebuch, it's a big problem.
I mix with Jewish people who don't even, never mind what we're doing here. They don't. So I'm talking as a nation, as a people, as Hashem's people. We are so far away from what we're talking about.
So that's
we're nowhere.
Therefore, that's true, but
therefore, what are we doing? We're not doing anything.
So the more you're doing to get to 99.9, the more you're inspiring the people that are around your life to emulate your way and get closer too. And if you get up to 88, if you didn't do it and you quit at 60, they'd be at 30. So the more you work towards 88, the closer you'll bring up the people around you in your world.
I find it more and more difficult to mingle with people, Jewish people, that is, who are nowhere near. I cringe. I try to say something, and I don't even know what.
Okay. So one thing is. So good. So that means you're going further ahead, and you should be mingling with a different crowd. To the extent possible. And the crowd that you are mingling with, you try, now that you are more lishma, you try to help them. You always try to find ways to help them. And it does make an influence. You do influence on your family. You know, the fact that you're stronger, it's a positive influence. You know, I don't think, you know, necessarily, you know, all your children would have been more frum if it wasn't for the path that you're taking. And that makes a big difference. And then it has a ripple effect. It has a ripple effect. And if there's more of us like that, it has a bigger ripple effect. So don't give up. That's where we talked about on Shabbos. You have to have bitachon. You have to have bitachon that what we're doing is good. You have to have bitachon that we're on the right team. And that victory ultimately is when Mashiach is going to come. The ultimate victory will come when Mashiach comes.